This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Two anti-coup protesters were shot dead by riot police who fired live rounds Saturday in Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city, AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Local media have reported the shootings had occurred in Myanmar's second largest city, Mandalay, where tear gas, water cannons and rubber bullets had been used on protesters earlier in the day. Anti-coup protesters in Myanmar's two largest cities also paid tribute to a young woman who died a day earlier after being shot by police during a rally against the military takeover. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price offered his government's condolences and reiterated calls on the military to refrain from violence against peaceful protesters. The military seized power earlier this month after detaining Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, saying elections in November were tainted by voting irregularities. I'm Sarah Bassett.
President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in the state of Texas after freezing weather led to power outages, burst pipes, and deaths. The designation will free federal resources to help. The White House said Saturday the president has asked federal agencies to identify additional resources to help alleviate the suffering in the southern state. Biden has been monitoring the situation in the South and had declared states of emergency in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. At least 69 people have died across the country because of the weather, which featured a blast of unseasonably cold air that reached almost to the Gulf of Mexico. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app.